It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Take our focus off the footy for a little bit because the Shield final day two is underway over at the Wacker. The Vics are dismissed for 195 in their first innings. The head of male cricket at Victoria is Dave Hussey. He's been good enough to join us. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Jules. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Tough first day for the Vics. How did you sort of sit back and analyse it?
Yeah, it was a tough first day. WA bowled exceptionally well. They got high-class fast bowlers over here and they bowled decent areas. But scoring just under 200 and watching a young Ashley Chandra Singh bat through the innings, I thought really swayed the game, probably to be in the balance, I guess. But full credit to Ash, who batted through the innings facing, 280 balls and held his disciplines, his technique, and, fought off many waves of the WA attack.
Yeah, how highly do you rate that innings, Dave? 46 not out off 280 balls. As you mentioned, it's a pretty good attack. They've got, you know, three wickets for Lance Morris. They've also got Joel Parris, Matthew Kelly in there, Aaron Hardy. In the circumstances and the fact, you know, the early wickets fell as well, how highly do you rate that performance from Ash?
Well, extremely highly. The way the game panned out, like WA won the toss and put us in, or Victoria, in the bat, and it's definitely a new ball pitch. So, and the way they were bowling, they were swinging the ball around, seaming the ball around, and for him to have the concentration and the mental toughness just to stick to his game plan, stick to his technique and defend very bravely, and to bat through the innings is a credit to him. And he works extremely hard on his game, and it's one of the innings for the finals thus far. But he's got to back it up again in the second innings after we hopefully bowl Victoria WA out for less than 200.
So Scotty Boland, of course, played really well in the Shield match before the final at the same venue. He's got the ball in hand at the moment. Given what you said about a new ball pitch, I'm assuming it's pretty important to knock a couple over very early.
Yeah, exactly. So the last Shield game we played against WA here was the actual last game of the year, and we ended up bowling WA out twice for 330-odd runs and, won convincingly. So new ball pitch, Scotty Boland, he's a high-class fast bowler and regularly hits the seam, and we need to take some early wickets, and Scott is probably no better fast bowler in the world at the moment. He needs to take some early wickets for us to make inroads into the WA batting lineup.
How's Todd Murphy been? Obviously, a great first tour of India. He comes back, he's straight into a Shield final. What sort of impact can he have on a wicket like this?
High impact. He's also a high-class bowler, and he got his just rewards playing for Australia and India. I thought he's him and Nathan Lyon were the two best spinners in the Indian conditions, and he's brought back in some entertainment, some energy into the Victorian environment, and I'll see him bowling a lot of overs, especially from the old Prendeville stand-in here at the Wacker, and hopefully does the team role and attack when he needs to attack and defend when he needs to defend. But he's a ripping person and will do anything for the team to win.
Tough decision. I guess he's such a good bowler, but a tough decision to leave John Holland out?
It's always tough making tough selection calls, and John's been exceptional probably the last three games for Victoria. He's played his role. He probably hasn't got the wickets that he wanted to get, but the role that he has in the team was probably a holding role, a defensive role, and to bowl a lot of overs and rotate the quicker bowlers from the other end. And the quicks have been getting their just rewards with the wickets, but it's an extremely tough decision to leave John Holland out. But Todd Murphy has been an exceptional bowler for Victoria and Australia for this year, and I see a big future and Todd Murphy going forward.
It's been a Dave Hussey, Cricket Victoria, head of male cricket. He's at the Wacker watching the Shield final between Victoria and WA. It's a great effort from the Vics to make the final, winning five games in a row. A lot of them under the leadership of Will Southern. We've seen Will really grow as a player this summer, particularly in the long form of the game. How did you assess his captaincy?
Excellent. Since he came in, the boys really gravitate towards him. They want to play for him. He's a very well prepared person, very well prepared captain, does his homework on all the opposition players, and a very intelligent player as well. So, and like you said, his cricket's probably gone to a new level this year, and the way he absorbed the captaincy and led from the front is just true testament to the character of Will Sutherland. And I dare say he's probably going to be a future captain of Victoria and hopefully one day for Australia in many years to come.
Just going back on Ash's innings yesterday, was he always going to play a real anchor role like that? Or given the conditions and the fact that, you know, he lost some early wickets at one stage, what was 6 for 126, did his approach have to change out in the middle?
Well, his sort of game plan's more around a defensive model and sort of blunt bowlers down and force the bowlers to bowl their third and fourth spells in a day. And I think to force WA not to take all 10 wickets on day one on a difficult pitch and the class of bowlers they have, I thought it was true testament to Ash and his defensive and tactical game. But he's actually not too dissimilar to when my brother started playing for WA as an opener. His whole goal was to bat through the whole day and be 100 not out at the end of play. And I know Ash, and it was 40-odd not out, but the innings, what it did do is gave a lot of confidence to the players that, hey, we can hang in there against this excellent attack. And, just stick to your strategy, stick to your strengths, and generally the best results happen. And full credit to Ash. He's an absolute gentleman, works extremely hard in his game, and he's very determined to succeed.
Who impressed you most out of the WA bowlers? They really shared the load around yesterday. Who impressed you the most?
Yeah, probably Joel Parris was probably the pick of their bowlers. He bowled a couple of long spells. And what he does, he's left arm, which is a huge advantage, but he swings the ball both ways. He comes around the wicket to the right-hander at stages and can swing the ball away from the right-hander from around the wicket, which you don't actually see that often in first class or even test cricket as well. But the areas he bowled and the consistent pace that he bowled all day was pretty impressive, and he's a classy player.
Dave, tell us about the man that's got the ball in his hand at the moment, Fergus O'Neill. Andy Marr on the run home has got him in his little black book. He thinks he's a big talent and someone we might see go a lot further in the game. What have you made of his season and the talent that Fergus has got?
I really enjoy Fergus O'Neill. He's a competitor, a warrior. He's very skillful with the ball, moves the ball both ways off the pitch. So that's probably one of his biggest strengths. But what I like about him is every time he gets the ball in his hand or in the field or with the bat, he competes and never gives his wicket away lightly and wants to win. So that's probably going to sum up Ferg really well. But he's only in the start of his career, and I tend to agree with Andy. I think he can go a long way in the game, maybe more so suited to more the English conditions compared to the Indian conditions. But I wouldn't be too upset if he happened to get an Ashes tour in a couple of years' time or a couple of tours' time, because he's definitely got some good potential there.
And you're going to add to your bowling stocks next summer, as it happens these days. Stories get confirmed on Instagram, and Peter Siddle's done that, saying he's leaving Tassie after three seasons to return home to Victoria. How long have discussions with Pete been in the works for?
Well, I'm good friends with Pete, first and foremost, but it hasn't actually been agreed to firstly, but yeah, he has. We'd like to have him back at some stage, but we're still in the process of discussing everything with his management. Pete's on holidays at the moment in the States, so hopefully we can get a deal done once the MOU's been all agreed to, the CA contracts are all signed off on, and then we can start getting to work and signing up some of our young Victorian players as well.
Oh, so Pete's gone a little bit early with his Instagram post, has he, Dave?
I guess so. I haven't actually seen it, so I probably should get on Instagram a bit more, be like a younger version of the kids these days.
And just give us a quick score update before we let you go. Obviously, Bancroft and Whiteman at the wicket for WA at the moment.
Yeah, four overs completed, none for three. Scott Bolwan bowling his third over. It's been an interesting start. A few plays and misses, and three slips, one gully, backward points, and pretty attacking field. So, and a bad pad. And once again, I'd like to reiterate Ashendra Singh's innings. It was exceptional, one of great toughness. So, well done.
It was a fantastic knock. So Vic's knocked over for 195, none for three WA in their innings. You can watch it all on Fox Cricket if you want to have a look at the Shield final. Dave, thanks so much for your time, and let's hope for some breakthroughs for the Vics very shortly.
Thanks, Jules. Go Vics and go St Kilda tomorrow night.
There you go. Get a plug in for the Mighty Saints as well. Dave Hussey, always very generous with his time. Cricket Victoria.